This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sale and Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for all your mortgage brokering needs. Well, you're in for a special treat because in the studio with me now is the father and son duo, Dave and Kevin Savercole, Kevin being the son of Dave. Mm-hmm. And what I like about this is you guys specialize in Colesville, Silver Spring.
Correct.
So being in the mortgage business myself, people want to know where to move. And what better way to, I always tell them, find the neighborhood you want to live in and then find the agent that knows that area. And they're going to help you find the best house and like what to look for and all the amenities that are in that neighborhood. And you mastered Colesville, Silver Spring.
Well, Todd, I think you've got that right. The big thing that we tell to people, too, is the first thing you do when you're looking for a home is find not the house you're looking for, but the neighborhood that suits your needs best. You can do whatever you want to a house. It just takes money and a little effort, but you can't pick it up and move it. So the key is finding the right neighborhood and that works for you from a commuting standpoint, from a lifestyle standpoint, and so on.
It's what if you're looking for not a house, you're looking for a home.
Exactly.
Yep.
So let's get into Colesville, Silver Spring. Like, how did you, who like, obviously?
So Kevin
the dad
followed
moved there
me
first.
There,
yeah.
I was there. Yep.
Kevin, we moved to Colesville from one of the interior neighborhoods of Silver Spring. I'm a native of Montgomery County, grew up in Kensington, and our first house, Susan and I bought our first house in an interior neighborhood. It quickly filled up with three children. And we looked around for a place that served our needs from a space perspective, a lifestyle perspective, a budget perspective, of course. And we ended up in Colesville. Kevin, at that time, that was probably 93.
Yeah, I want to say that like I was that. There. I started from kindergarten and was there ever since. From kindergarten all the way up through high school and stuff like that. So, and then, you know, I've been there my entire life, grew up there and stuff like that. So only good things to say about the community.
Tell me some of the amenities that you have there, like parks, pools.
We're surrounded by parks. The Northwest Branch serves as a western border to all the Colesville neighborhoods. There's hiking trails, biking trails, lots of nature. Our neighborhood is full of nature, perhaps sometimes too full of the deer, but nonetheless, it's a nice adds a nice component to the neighborhood. And we've got the normal assortment of playgrounds, ball fields, and so on. Lots of things for people to do, ride bikes, Nature Center, Wheaton Regional Park, and Brookside Gardens. Botanical Gardens are 5 minutes away. Yeah, so lots to do.
Very nice. And what about over the years, it's changed because you got the ICC?
Right, the ICC has been huge for our area, I think. Really, you know, people were kind of unsure how it was going to affect the region at first, but we've seen that it's really been a positive thing for the community. Because it's opened it up to, you know, for commuters to be able to go all the way from, you know, Rockville, it connects Rockville, you know, to Baltimore and stuff like that. So having all those different commuting centers, I guess you could say, you know, it makes it a great place for people to live because they can go pretty much anywhere. You know, husband and wife can go different places, have different types of jobs, all that kind of stuff. So it's good for everyone.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot. I don't know the budget side of the ICC, but certainly from a practical side and from our own purposes, I'm a couple times a week on the ICC, and it's shortened a commute from our area to let's say Gaithersburg from 40 minutes to 15, which is pretty impressive.
Oh, that's huge.
It is huge.
And let's talk about businesses. You had a big company move in recently.
Is this the FDA you're referring to?
Yes,
I suppose the FDA consolidation. Oh, it's been wonderful, and
it'll continue to grow too. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg because we're already seeing the snowball effect, if you will. They've got I think about 8,000 employees on site. Their plans now call for about 12,000 when they're fully done. Washington Adventist Hospital is trying to relocate to property adjacent to it. And there are plans afoot for a large-scale mixed-use development supporting the FDA mission and with hotels, conference centers, residential, commercial, the whole bit.
Very nice. Now, compared to other neighborhoods, a little competition, what's the difference between moving there? We know about the convenience of the ICC and all the amenities that are there, but as far as you're getting more land, you're close to DC, like
right.
There?
So we like to think that it's you know, a step up for buyers in terms of space. Really, you know, you're looking at a lot of buyers who this will be their second home. They're moving up to a place where they have, you know, more yard space, for kids where they have a place that they can grow into and, you know, potentially spend the rest of their lives there, if you want to build on that.
Yeah, there's a couple of practical reasons. Typically, people will come to our neighborhood in search of more space. They've filled up their current home, or they're coming from a condo or a townhome downtown. They want more space, both in the house and the kitchen and the family room, the more modern and open designs that are hard to come by in the 50s and post-World War II construction. So the big lots, the wooded, mature areas, they're attractive. We have cherry blossoms in some of the neighborhoods that will rival the Kenwood neighborhood. So that's an important function, and that's the kind of the practical side. But we like to think that the most important and critical piece is the lifestyle that comes along with the neighborhoods that, frankly, we didn't know anything about until we were there ourselves, and couldn't have been happier with our decision those many years ago.
Very nice. And tell me a little bit about the community. You're involved in the community.
Yeah, we've been involved as we expected, and no more probably than most engaged residents. We served a lot of time when the kids were younger, and we were involved in the schools and the PTAs and the various committees and
coaching and all stuff like that. I was on various sports teams, and having my dad there and several other parents and stuff like that, you know, growing up in the community, we were all able to do all the sports teams and Cub Scouts and all those kinds of activities together that were really good opportunities for us kids to meet each other and hang out.
It's an interesting way to watch the kids interact with one another and grow up. I remember coaching, I coached basketball and baseball probably from third grade right through early high school. Even got talked into coaching soccer one season, about which I know nothing. But it's just a great way to be engaged. You get to meet all the families and a nice feeling.
Very nice. It sounds like a great community. It's like a hot pocket.
It is. It's a little bit of, you sound a little beaver cleaverish, I guess, when we talk about it. I don't want to be Pollyanna. It's there are no perfect neighborhoods. We know that, but we're pretty excited about the decision we made, and we're enthusiastic in selling the neighborhood and its features, because I think that's the most important component, more so than the housing stock.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Kevin Savercole and his dad, Dave Savercole, with Long & Foster. I'm your host, Todd DeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, we're missing someone today. You got a third partner.
Well, I get the question a lot. My wife, Susan, who's been my partner both in life but in the business for many, many years. I think I've been in business 30 years. I think she's been 25. She's has been, by design, lightening her load a little bit, but I often get the question asked, is she for real or is she just a prop on your card? But she's very much for real. She played an integral role in our business through the many years and still provides great support and services for open houses and buyers and sellers as we need them, as the schedule demands. But she's trying to relax and earned a little bit of rest here.
Very nice. And what's it like working with your parents, Kevin?
I get that question all the time, too. Obviously, some people are skeptical about it, thinking about how the whole father-son thing is going to be in a business situation. But it's been great. He's been a great mentor for me. And it's been good to have someone to talk to with any questions and stuff I have. So, he's just been a role model throughout the entire process. And, good to go. I can't wait to keep working with him for years to come.
But you also grew up with all this.
Exactly. I saw it every day growing up, with my parents doing it for so long. It was basically part of my life, and it's kind of what led me to make the decision to join the team. Seeing it every day, I felt like I was a part of it. I knew how it all worked and stuff like that. So knowing all that information helped me get here today, for sure.
Which came as a big surprise to us, by the way. He was a senior in college doing his career days, and before we heard that he might have a little bit of interest joining the family business. So we're happy to have him, of course, but we could have saved a few bucks had he made that decision prior to college.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about the changing of times. Basically, we talked about the transportation changing in the area, but what about the technology and how people are shopping for a home? I mean, you got a lot of online stuff. You got all the experience. You and mom have you got the millennials coming in here. They think differently.
And thank God for Kevin. See, so that's how he has been able to step in and really been an asset for a business. And leading the old dinosaur, that being me, in the right direction when it comes to how do we do our marketing, how do we reach people differently than we have historically. And Kevin is in charge of the tech portion of our business, and so we're relying on him greatly to allow us to keep reaching our customers where they need to be reached and where they want to be reached.
Right. Yeah. The emergence of all the big portals that you see now, you know, Zillow and Trulia and stuff like that. I know we've realized the importance of, you know, marketing with them and stuff like that. And because that's how people are searching for homes nowadays. They're looking online first, and that's where they're getting all their information. You know, we're finding that buyers are, you know, more informed when they come in from the get-go. And we just kind of have to reach out to them on that level and, you know, start from there.
Very nice. So you guys are a perfect duo, trio team.
Trio, that's right. We can't forget Susan. We'll never hear the end of it if we exclude her.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, anything you want to add as far as personal hobbies that you like to do nowadays?
Well, personal hobbies, I guess that's an interesting question. The Kevin and I, and maybe one of the reasons that we're able to work well together without getting on each other's nerves, is we seem to have a lot of the same hobbies. We're interested in sports and music and those kinds of things. So even though we spend a lot of time with one another, we're still friends. We still like each other's company, and let's hope that we keep that the same way moving forward.
Hopefully lots of national games this year.
And hopefully a World Series. Thank you so much for being here. Coming up next, we got Tyler McCleary. He's the manager over at the restaurant called Crave over at Montgomery Mall that's making new waves. And he's going to have his contractor call in, Jacob Askin, who's with Diversified Construction that handles putting all the restaurants together. So coming up next.